Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. ¿Español? ¿Quiere que hable en español o inglés está bien?
Como quiera. ¿Qué pasó?
Okay. Yo me llamo Stanley y estoy llamando de parte de Opinion Research y solo queríamos hacer unas preguntas sobre los problemas que enfrenta nuestra nación, el Estado y la comunidad. ¿Usted está registrada para votar?
Sí.
Okay, muchas gracias. ¿Por casualidad es la señora Claudia Trautman?
Sí.
Gracias. Y vamos, ¿cómo quiere proceder? ¿En inglés o en español? ¿Cuál prefiere?
Pues en inglés.
Okay, I'll go in English. Okay, so, thank you, first of all, for participating. Which state are you registered to vote in? Arizona, California,
Arizona.
Georgia? Arizona? Thank you.
Arizona. Arizona.
Yeah, your English is great. Thank you. Okay, and you are Hispanic? Or
yes.
Would that be okay? Thank you. And I just need to know the year you were born, and then we'll get to the questions.
1976.
Thank you. Hey, we're the same year. Okay. So now I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain you will vote, or you will probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
No, I do want to vote. Last time I missed it because I got it on the mail and I forgot about it.
Oh, okay. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? So you get whatever you say, that's what I'm going to put down as your opinion. So which is the most important issue facing our country right now for you, in your opinion?
Homelessness is growing.
Homelessness, okay.
Uh-huh, porque todo está bien caro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Inflation, I guess it's part of everything. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which just goes a little faster than the pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Let's see. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one? I think you said you skipped it, right?
No, that one I did vote it. I actually voted Republican.
Okay. That's a good next question. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, I don't know the independent guy.
Okay. So we can
I really don't know because, I mean, if I would hear the independent, the person that's independent, that because I'd rather be independent, but pues, when you're independent, they don't give you a choice to was it the primary or the first one that you get?
You're undecided?
Yeah, undecided.
Okay, that sounds like you're still
Biden, como que no.
trying to figure out who. Okay, so well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? So, en otras palabras, usted, you know, you lean towards somebody, maybe, are you leaning towards anybody right now?
Maybe in between independent, undecided, pero es between independent and Republican. Depending,
okay,
I think tiene las mejores ideas.
All right, so if that's the case, then your independent would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Republican would be Donald Trump. Which one of those two would you lean towards?
Well, I don't know anything about the independent guy, though. So I guess
about
I would lean into, I would have to, because I haven't heard a lot about on him.
Okay, good. Well, that's exactly what, you know, part of the opinion and what people need to know so that maybe, people put more out there so you can make a better decision. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means no chance to vote for them at all, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. So the first one would be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
I would say maybe 60%.
Okay. And then Joe Biden?
0%.
Okay. And let's go with our next question. Is I'm thinking about the elections this November. If the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Probably Republican.
Okay.
But it all depends what they stand for.
Right. Let's see. So so you're leaning towards Republican if you had your choice.
Yes.
Right now. Okay.
Yes.
And we have also, and if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Yeah, Kerry Lake is crazy. I will go for the other guy.
Ruben Gallego? Okay.
Yes.
And then, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Okay, and do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree with that, or strongly disagree? And there's also somewhat agree and somewhat disagree.
I would say somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree. Is that good? Yeah.
Okay, and that would be somewhat or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Like not separate them?
Yeah. Here, let me read it again. President Biden should prioritize. Yeah. Okay, so
yes,
you somewhat agree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly. Thank you.
Yeah, he's
and then President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Okay, so some would agree or?
Yeah,
okay.
It all depends on the individual basis.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree or agree that president should take action to protect them. So the first one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. They're already working in the United States.
And that should be somewhat agree. Strongly agree?
I'll strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
Oh, strongly, because, yeah.
Okay.
Strongly.
Right, thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Are they working?
Let's see.
Repeat the question again.
Sure, no problem. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot return safely and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And then we have President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks, and are married to an American citizen. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat, because sometimes it could be just like for papers.
Interesting. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024. So the first one would be a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more likely or less likely?
I'm sorry, repeat again.
Okay, so this is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Okay, I agree. Strongly.
Okay. Strongly? Okay, thank you. Let's see. Much more likely, somewhat likely. So this is when the question is, just to be clear, I wanted you to make it to, is President Biden, if he would enact the program, or let me just read it from the top. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him. Okay, so if he did this program, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? Or somewhat?
I would say somewhat, because there's other issues that I have besides immigration.
Understood. I remember you telling me in the beginning your important topic. So a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote?
It wouldn't matter.
Okay.
I would say neutral. What is it? In some way? No.
So it doesn't make a difference.
No, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. The choice makes no difference one way or another. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. So a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for Joe Biden?
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't make a difference. Like the last.
It wouldn't make a difference.
That's fair. Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Joe Biden?
It wouldn't make a difference.
Okay, that's fine. That's exactly what we want. Your opinion, ma'am. Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from death, deportation. Would that be more likely to vote or less likely or the previous answer?
Yeah, the previous answer.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I get it. I just have to make sure I read everything to you.
Yes.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make it more likely to vote or less likely to vote for him if he did this program?
No, the same as the other answers.
Okay. Yep, that's fine. And a program that grants. Okay, so the next one would be a program that grants permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same thing. Would that make you less or more likely to vote for him?
No, neutral. Same.
Neutral, okay.
Wouldn't make a difference.
Perfect. Okay, we're almost done. Thank you for your time. We're almost there. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Let's see. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Is that very concerning to you, or not at all concerning? A little bit concerned, or somewhat?
I would say a little bit, because you don't know. Everybody's different, so yeah.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does this make you very concerned, or somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, somewhat concerned. Hello?